bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Welcome to Jewish View Program with your host today, Dennis Stilon, and with me is Rabbi Hananiah Cohen. Welcome.
Hi, Dennis. Always good to be here.
Yes, and we are going to continue discussion about Bible from your perspective, basically a Jewish view perspective, and because you are the representative from all the Israelites living today, and we just happen to have you here today, so I need to ask you questions.
Okay, well, that's a big job to represent all the Jewish people.
Okay.
You know, many Jews, many opinions, but I will try to be as close to the ancient way.
Okay.
As far as I understand it. So, let's start.
All right. Now, we are going to talk about the hot topic that all the Christian people wanted to know, and that is blessings, right?
Are you sure only the Christian people wants to know that? I think everybody wants to know how to be blessed.
That's right.
And this is very delicate topic to talk about, because most people, they have their own idea what blessing is.
Money, right?
Money, respect. But we have to understand this is not blessing.
Right.
King Solomon says that a wealth, being rich, is kept for the people, for the man who wants it, to take him down.
Mm.
So money can be the opposite of blessing.
Mm.
Now, well, of course, it's very hard to accept, because we all want money. But if you think about it, money is a new form of making business.
Okay.
It used to be, you know, bartering, or communities that share their product or anything like that. And money is just a way to represent value.
Okay.
And money in Hebrew, it's very interesting. Money is in Hebrew is called kesef.
Uh-huh.
Kesef. There are, of course, other words for that. And we're going to talk about that. Because we talk about money first.
Okay.
Just to explain why it is not a blessing.
Okay.
Now, it doesn't mean we all have to be poor.
Is it a meaning in the word kesef?
Kesef. Kesef is another way to, another form of the word is kosef, which means desire.
Okay.
You desire money. Okay. Because it's, you know, it's shiny. The metal, silver, in Hebrew, it's also kesef.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So, what about a metal like gold?
Gold is zahav. You can find this in Genesis.
Oh, okay.
This word.
Great.
First chapter.
Okay, kesef. A desire to, because it's shining.
Shining. And you and people are pursuing that, and they are kosef, they want, they desire it, like this is the most important thing in their life. Unfortunately, that is not true. And another way to say money in Hebrew is damim.
Okay.
Damim also mean bloods.
Wow. Uh-huh.
So when you using your energy in this way, I mean your blood, right, to pursue another form of blood. And you know that money always causes bloodshed with people.
Right.
Either wars, either on a personal level, robbing, stealing, and stuff like that.
I can see it happens because people wants to get or possess the precious metal, money, coins.
Yes. But if you do that, you just show one thing. You have no faith.
Correct.
Because, and this is what I really want to talk about the blessings. If you want to be blessed, don't even think about it.
Mm. Okay, so I want to be blessed. What should I do? What is the Bible teaching about this?
So let's see. The first time that the word or the root of the word blessing is mentioned in the Bible,
mm-hmm.
it is in Genesis chapter, first chapter, verse 22.
22?
22.
Okay.
Where God blessed the creation, his creation, and says you should, you know, multiply and fill in the oceans, and that, and the birds will be on the land, which this is a blessing. When you can have continuation
mm-hmm.
of your family or your nation without worrying about predators or wars or anything like that, that's a blessing.
It's like a protection.
Yes, you're secure. You're really secure for your continuation.
Right.
And life is blessing, and death is blessing.
Mm.
We already talked a little bit about that in the previous time. If there was no death in the world, there would be chaos in the world.
Okay.
We have to let new people do their own thing.
Right. Okay. Wow, this is something I think it's kind of radical to see death as a blessing. Okay.
Now, I'm not talking about unexpected death.
All right.
Let's put it this way.
Okay. Okay.
I'm talking about when you get to your 70, 80, 90 years old
uh-huh.
and it's time to clear the stage for new people.
Right.
Okay. So the world will be continue to improve.
You mean the blessings or what?
This is the blessing. The blessing is that we always move forward.
Uh-huh.
Our new generation comes, and he put his stamp, his efforts to improve the world.
Okay.
And then the next generation, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
So this is the first time that it mentioned in the Bible that the people and the animals should multiply and be plenty on earth
mm-hmm.
and pretty much, you know, live their lives.
So Genesis 1:22 is the first mention of the word blessings in the Bible.
Yes. And now we have to see, we're talking about an era that was represented by harmony.
Right.
That's before the sin of Adam.
That's right.
So no, people didn't eat animals.
Right.
They're all getting along.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. In a way.
Mm-hmm.
So the first, if you want to be blessed, the first thing is to think about that harmony and go with the rule of do no harm. Every beginner therapist will tell you this, every doctor.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, do no harm. You have to be in peace, in harmony with God's creation.
Okay. Very nice. So do no harm because we are living in harmony.
We're supposed to live in harmony. Unfortunately, that's not the case right now.
That's right.
there is a very interesting midrash. Midrash is a form of learning that the Jewish sages, our sages, were using to deliver a message, a specific message to the crowd who listen. And it's called midrash.
I thought midrash is a dialogue, so back and forth.
Not necessarily.
Okay, so...
Not necessarily. Midrash is just, it's a form of learning.
Okay.
When you try to get something out of the text and a message that is not necessarily written,
mm-hmm.
but you can build it based on the verses.
Mm.
So it says that after God created Adam,
mm-hmm.
and he took him to a tour in the world.
Yes.
This is what I do. This is this animals, that animals. And the Bible says, Genesis, they said that Adam gave names to all the creations,
correct.
All the animals.
Mm-hmm.
And the Midrash says something very, very interesting. He says, look, all this I did for you.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention. Be careful. Do not destroy what I did for you.
Mm.
Because, and we can see that today, we have the power to destroy
right.
God's creation.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing, if you want to be blessed, is do no harm.
So during the tour, God said, do not destroy, because Adam has power to do that.
Exactly.
Ability.
Exactly.
Wow.
Okay. And if you look at what's going on today, you can see that the rainforests, for example, are getting smaller and smaller.
Right, yes.
In order to get, once again, money. Right? People are wasting food. And stuff like that. This is all something that destroying the harmony. Now, if you need to chop a tree in order to warm up your house, so be it. Mm-hmm. But what we see today, for example, is putting things on an industrial level. And we are talking about hunting, we are talking about fishing, we are talking about destroying the delicate ecosystems that right. God created mm-hmm. for us.
Mm-hmm.
And say, it's okay, the next generation will suffer. But all the blessing is all about the next generation. But we are destroying it for them.
Wow.
Therefore, you're not going to have a blessing. That's why I said the first thing is do no harm. Do not use things you don't need to use.
Mm-hmm.
Do not, for example, and I'm not trying to be here a green movement person, but we have an obligation in the Torah. It's called Bal Tashchit. When we are putting a siege on a city, we are not allowed to take down trees, even though they are not trees who will produce food that people can eat.
Mm.
So it's called Bal Tashchit. Do not destroy just to waste.
Mm. Or the sake of, for fun.
Yes.
Okay.
And this is something that is very important for me to emphasize here.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, you know, you don't have to be a Greenpeace member or a peace lover or a tree uh-huh. hugger or whatever.
Uh-huh.
If there is no need, do not destroy. If you can go to your work with a compact car,
mm-hmm.
don't buy one that uses triple the gas.
Like a truck, big truck.
Yes.
Okay.
Just for, you know. Anyway, the point is do no harm. If you want to be blessed, do no harm.
So that's the first step to be blessed. And we have learned today about the Kesef, the meme, and also think about the harmony situation when God mentioned the Genesis 1:22. And that is the base of our discussion for the next one. So we'll be back after this message.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
GECS, Corporate Identity, Custom Graphics, and Website Design. For more information, visit their website at www.gecs-us.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Folks, we are back again with Rabbi Hananiah Cohen in the Jewish View radio program. We have been having a lot of questions and responses. If you want to ask questions, please do not be shy and just email us to customerservice@worldmediaministries.org. customerservice@worldmediaministries.org. Now, back to you, Rabbi. You mentioned that blessings is a generation to generation, basically.
Yes.
Right?
It's one form of the blessings.
Okay.
That you know that your next generation will be secure and safe
uh-huh.
and wealthy, and there will be no big disasters that will shake their existence, pretty much. That's the basic form of blessing based on the first time it mentioned in the Torah, in Genesis.
Which is Genesis 1:22.
Correct.
Okay. So, apply it to our condition right now. How can I be blessed?
This is very easy.
Uh-huh.
Expect not to be blessed.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes, and I will explain. And this is very common with all kind of religions. That, and I think there was a great philosopher who once mentioned that people loves God like the farmer loves his cow.
Oh.
Which means we love God when he give us what we want. But then, if this is the case, it's not all about God, it's all about us. God right. is supposedly is supposed to work for us and give us what we need. And in return, we will do kind of, worshiping and ceremonies and stuff like that. I don't need to tell you that I think it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are not the bosses of God. He right. is the boss.
Right.
Okay? And if he asks us to do something, we are not doing him a favor by doing that.
We just have to do it.
We have to do it. Now, where does that lead us? It leads us to the point where if you want to be blessed, don't even think about the blessing.
Mm.
Think about what you need to do in order to fulfill what God has asked us in the Torah. For I'm talking about the Jews right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do that, God tells you, if you do that, I will help you and bless you.
Oh, wow. So,
but if you do it just for the blessings, you're missing something.
It's a wrong motivation.
Right. It's like somebody who, there is a phrase in Hebrew from the Talmud that somebody who seeks respect and honor is the only one that is trying to avoid the respect and honor. Then people will respect him. So there was a story about a guy that says, I am going to be so humble, so people will respect me. And nothing really happened. Nobody respected him. So he goes to a great rabbi and asks him, listen, our sage is saying that if I will be humble and I will not seek respect, the respect will come after me. People will respect me.
Mm.
He says, that's true. But in your case, you are running from the honor and the respect, but you always look back to see if the respect is coming after you. Therefore, you're never going to reach it. It's the same idea goes with the blessings. If you do think from a simple point of view, now, just to fulfill what God wants you to, and everybody has their mission in this life, Jews and non-Jews, and you don't do it to get reward, and this is a very hard concept, because most people would like to gain something that they can hold in their hand.
Right.
Whatever it is, health, wealth, children, doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But this, it shows, and on a deeper meaning, it shows that there is no real faith in God. I will only do what God wants me if I will gain something that I can feel and hold in my hand.
So it's more on the expectation, isn't it?
Right.
I do this and I expect that.
Right.
Wow.
So for example, God, I'm going to give this poor guy a charity, but don't forget me when you give people money, put me in the list.
Yeah. Okay.
That's not the right attitude, even though it's very common.
Mm-hmm.
And so some people will say, well, if God does not give me what I want, I'm not going to do anything. Then forget about it. It's even like that's the biggest mistake that people can do.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea is not to expect. If you're mm-hmm. not expecting and you come with a pure heart and says, this is the right thing to do
mm-hmm.
because this is what God wants, then you will get what you need. Not necessarily what you want,
mm-hmm.
what you need.
So do it sincerely with our heart.
Correct.
And do not expect or look back who is following me or who is giving me respect.
Don't look back.
Yes. Okay. So now, you mentioned about following the principle in the Torah, right?
Yes.
And what are they? Because that should be the key for us to be blessed by God.
Correct. And the next time that you will find the word that God blessed the people is also in Genesis, let's see, six verses after the last one, which is verse 28, that God gave the humans, Adam.
Genesis 6, verse 28? Genesis 1st, okay.
Verse 28.
Okay.
That God gave the humans the permission to control the world.
Right.
Of course, after we said before, he warns them not to destroy.
Mm-hmm.
And the next time that you see blessing is where God blessed the seventh day.
So we have three blessings here. The first one on the Genesis 1, verse 22. The second one is Genesis 1, 28.
Correct. And the last one is Genesis 2, verse 3.
Okay. Genesis 2, verse 3.
So, and God blessed the seventh day and he sanctified him, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is a big thing. A blessing is when you know to take a break.
A blessing is when I know.
I'm talking about, I am trying to reflect that verses on our, gods, but.
Right.
Which means that if you work like crazy and you never stop, even though you might make more money, this money will not be blessed. What do I mean by that?
Mm.
For example, you are working, three shifts a day, including Saturday, Shabbat, and you're thinking you're making money, but suddenly you have unexpected ways to spend your money. The laundry machine is broken, you need to fix your car, somebody is sick, you have to pay the doctor. There is no blessing in this money.
Wow.
Because as Jews, we believe that God, we talk about Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year. The Jews believe that God decide for you how much money you're going to make this year.
Mm-hmm.
If it's going to be good or bad for your income.
Right.
And it doesn't matter how much you work.
Mm.
Now, if you work and you also do the conditions that we said before to be blessed, you will have more blessing in your wealth, in this case, what we're talking about.
So if I... as a head of family, I'm planning to have a blessing so that I can pass it on to my children and they can pass it on to their own children later on. And then I just keep working and not knowing how to stop or when to stop.
Correct.
And suddenly I feel like I experience the events that cost me to spend money, like, oh, my car breaks down suddenly, and then, oh, my heaters is not working. Oh, those kind of things.
This is one form, but for your example, what you said about the family, if you work too hard, and we mentioned that the blessing is the next generation, you are irrelevant for the next generation. You are not there for your kids.
Becomes irrelevant.
You are not there for your kids because you are not home. You are not being a father. You are always busy.
Always now, working.
Right. Now, you do it for them.
Yes.
Yet, you are not existing in their reality. Because when you come back home, they are sleeping.
Right.
When you go to work,
they're still sleeping.
They're still sleeping.
Yes.
And there is disconnection between the generations.
Right.
Their father is not in the picture.
Right.
So with all the respect to the money you're going to gain and bring and send them to the best colleges, there is no father figure in their life.
Uh-huh.
And this is where the blessing is not continued to the next generation.
Wow.
So blessing is not all about money. It's not all about health and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
What we can appreciate.
Okay. All right. And so I have to be in tune with what's going on to know what God has designed for human being to receive the blessings.
Right.
And tell us more.
Okay. So, as I said before, we can see that later on after the flood, God again, blessed Noah and his sons, and he tells them you should multiply and fill in earth with more people, and that's a blessing.
So having children to multiply to fill up the world is a blessing.
It's a blessing.
Okay, wow. Okay. I think we need to continue about this. I mean, these days people try not to have children, but actually what they are doing is to stop the blessings from God. And wow, we need to dig deeper about this, because I think this
people are concerned now there is not enough food on earth
exactly.
to feed everybody. Well, that's not exactly correct.
Right. Okay, so folks, stay tuned with us, and because we will write back, we'll be back after this message.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15 to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services in the Denver metro area. Call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Folks, we are back again with the Jewish View radio program. And once again, if you have any questions or reactions, please email us to customerservice@worldmediaministries.org. Okay, Rabbi, let's continue about our discussion here. You mentioned that we should not expect the blessings, just like if we do this to God, we expect God to do this to us. It's like almost an expectation, isn't it?
It's not almost, it is an expectation.
It is.
But I will say this. If you do not expect mm-hmm. and you do things because you're supposed to do them as the right thing to do,
mm-hmm.
and you fulfill God's will,
mm-hmm.
then God will give you what you need, not necessarily what you want.
Mm.
Okay, this is one. The other thing is sometimes we have to remind ourselves that we are only humans. We are not gods.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really know what's good for us.
Mm.
Okay, so you can pray and ask God for something that God knows that if you will get it, it will ruin your life.
So if we pray that to God and ask, God, can you help us to get a bigger studio so that we can have more recording abilities? And God says, that's not what you need, but that's what you want.
you need to ask God maybe to send more people to give more commercials.
Okay,
but the basic is to ask God to make you successful, whatever he knows is success for you, mm-hmm. not what you think success is. And let me tell you, I'll share with you a Jewish story
uh-huh.
from about 200 years ago or so. There was a great rabbi in Europe who wrote a book about how not to speak bad on other people.
Mm.
So all kind of laws, when it's allowed and when it is not allowed to say something about someone else.
Mm.
And he used to go from village to village in Europe and lecture and meet the people and advise them and stuff like that. And in one of his tours, he used to do it once a year.
Mm-hmm.
He get to a village and he goes to the synagogue and he see a young guy praying and asking God, Hashem, as we call him, the name,
mm-hmm.
to send him his wife. He was single.
Okay.
And he says, he seemed like the rabbi see this young guy really excited and speaking to God and crying and very emotional.
Mm-hmm.
He says, my son, what are you praying for? He says, I am praying that God will give me the daughter of the richest man in the village so I will be, you know, free of any financial concerns. And she is also very beautiful and very educated. Mm-hmm. And I want to marry her. So I'm asking God to fulfill my wish.
Mm-hmm.
So the rabbi says, you know, it's not the proper way to do it.
Mm.
You should ask God to send you the right woman for you.
Mm.
Well, I know she is the right one for me. I'm in love. You know, the whole Hollywood thing that we have in our days. I said, okay, if that's what you want to do, I tried to guide you how to pray.
Right.
So we're looking at, what do you know? You're like an old guy, old school rabbi. What do you know? This is, we have a new generation now. She looks good. She is smart. She is rich. Her father will take care of everything. So don't worry about it. Then after a year, the rabbi, once again in his tour, came to the same village. And he's a guy in the same corner, crying and praying to Hashem, to God. He says, my son, what are you praying to this time? He says, you didn't get married yet? He said, no, I did, with that girl. I am asking God to take her away from me.
Oh,
she's ruining my life.
Uh-oh. But,
yeah. The message is very simple. Sometimes things are not what we think they are.
Mm.
And God knows exactly what we need, even though we have different opinions. The idea is to remember that we are humans. Mm-hmm. We need to know our place. And if that's what God wants from me, then I have to deal with it and accept it,
mm-hmm.
and be happy with it. Because if you're not happy with it, you're going to be living in hell on earth.
So if I ask God to have the latest BMW and then God gave me Hyundai, I should be happy with that, right?
you should be happy that you don't have to walk.
Exactly. Okay.
And you know, in traffic, there is no difference between BMW and Hyundai or whatever. They're all standing. But whatever God gives us, we should say thank you, mm-hmm. and keep praying and asking Him to give us the best He think. Mm-hmm. This is the key word here. He think is good for us, mm-hmm. not what we think. And everybody, I'm sure you and the listeners have some kind of experience where they thought that something went wrong. Mm-hmm. They were not accepted to a program, or they were kicked out of a program, or anything like that. And 10 years later, says, wow, I was so lucky not to be part of this, or to be part of this flight, or anything like that, mm-hmm. and save my life, or it saved my career, or I do something better than what I would do in what I wanted to do.
Right.
So God have the way to guide us, mm-hmm. In life. We just have to accept it and do not complain. Why, God, are you doing this to me? You hate me. And I give charity and I go to the synagogue or wherever I go. This doesn't work that way.
Rabbi, that is the hardest one, if we cannot complain.
Listen, you asked me to come here to give you the Jewish view. Nobody said it's going to be easy.
It is. This is something this is something different than what we used to hear from preachers in the church. So what else?
I will tell you.
Yes.
God does not work for us. It is not a science experiment where you put something in one of the instruments, mm-hmm. and you expect it to become something else or to change form. Mm. Okay, that's good for science.
Right.
You put something in the drawer and you expect it to multiply or anything like that. God decides what He wants to do. If you, if you are a vessel, I would use this term, mm-hmm. a vessel to accept the blessing, you are a good man. Mm-hmm. You're doing charity. You're kind. You're honest. You do not cheat. Mm-hmm. Doing the basics, you will have blessings. Not because you're doing those things for the blessings, because this is how God set His rules. That if you do that for the right reason, you will get bonuses. You get extra.
Wow.
Okay? But if you know, God, I'm going to pray for you this week so hard, and please send me what I need, whatever, the car, the girl, the career, whatever. Mm-hmm. You don't want this prayer to be accepted. Let's put it this way.
So it's wrong for me to be, God, I'm going to church every week. I will be paying my tithe. I will be paying my dues and do good things. And then have expectation.
That's correct. And you cannot pay God with something that is not yours.
Right.
All the gold, silver, whatever, platinum, money, dollar, yen, yuan, whatever you want to call that coin, mm-hmm. it might look like it's yours, but it's God's.
Correct.
So you're trying to come to bribe God with His own money? What do you think you're going to get? And if you read the prophets, they always mention this to the Israelites, to the Jews. Don't bring me a fat ox as a sacrifice. I don't need that. Mm. Instead, do justice. Make sure that the orphan, make sure that the widow, back then there was no social services,
right.
Have something to eat that they can survive. Mm-hmm. Do justice. Be kind. Don't try to bribe me with oxes and sheep. It's all mine anyway.
Offerings.
Yes. So instead of oxes, today we donate to all kind of religious institute that they do need the money.
Right.
But you have to do it for the right reason.
Right.
You want to support. Don't give money because it's not yours to gain something from God. Mm-hmm. If you do it properly, you will be blessed. And as I always says, based on the ancient Jewish teaching, if you are happy with what you have, mm-hmm. then you are in heaven. Mm. It doesn't matter what you have. You're not comparing yourself to the guy with the BMW. Mm. That's his life. That's his story. That's his mission. You have your own. Mm-hmm. It's very hard, because we always compare ourselves to someone else. I want to be like that celebrity or that successful businessman.
Mm.
Everybody have their own job, their own mission.
We and don't have to see our neighbors, the Joneses.
Right. Jealousy, unless it's about wisdom, mm-hmm. is always bad. You can only allow to be jealous when you say, if he's that smart, I want to be smart like him. I want to learn like him. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But if he has car, house, business, whatever materialistic issue, then you don't know God's mathematic idea behind that. Why is he getting what he gets? What is he doing to get that? Now, don't do anything. He says, oh, I'm going to sit home and wait.
Mm-hmm.
Go, work, try to always improve.
Improve, okay.
Okay, this is part of, this is a form of being, in a way, a mini-god.
Uh-huh.
You are like a mini-god. We created, God created us in his shape.
Yes.
Okay? Which means we have some kind of ability to change things.
Uh-huh.
God created wheat. We do not eat it as is. We have learned how to grind it and make flour, add water, and make bread.
Mm.
So God created the bread? No. God created the grain and the water and gave us the mind, the brain, to do something with it. And this is our job, to improve humanity, to improve people's life on
Earth. So it's okay for us to improve what God has given to us as a basic?
As long as there is no harmful side effect.
As long as we don't harm anybody with the side effect, with whatever.
Correct.
Okay, so that's the blessings.
It's a form of the blessings, yes.
Wow. All right, and before we end this session, I would like to ask you, is the blessings, I mean, what is the word blessings in Hebrew?
The word is beracha.
Beracha. And is that any...
Or if you ask a European Jew, it will be bracha.
Okay.
A little bit, but it's written the same, but a little bit pronounced differently.
Okay. So that's the word blessings in Hebrew. And folks, stay in tune because we will be right back after this message.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, call us at 720-275-1355.
GECS, Corporate Identity, Custom Graphics, and Website Design. For more information, visit their website at www.gecs-us.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Folks, we are back again with Rabbi Cohen at the Jewish View radio program here. And once again, do not forget to write us your response, your questions to customer service at worldmediaministries.org. Now, Rabbi, this is something very interesting because it talks about the blessings, and the blessing is not what we are expecting from God.
Correct.
So, you mentioned about the blessings to Abraham. Can you please tell us more?
So, well, of course I can, but let's first a few words about Abraham.
Uh-huh.
Abraham is, you can say, is the founder uh-huh. of the connection with God and the monotheistic principle. And he is considered to be the founder as well as the Jewish nation, the Israelites.
So after Adam fall into sin, there wasn't any real connection there until Abraham.
There was. Noah was after 10 generations after Adam.
Oh, okay.
And also Noah's grandfather. And then Noah's son continued, Shem.
Okay.
Okay, that's his name. His name is Shem.
Okay.
Yet people has started developing all kind of ideas about God.
Their own ideas.
Their own ideas. For example, if you want to show God how much you appreciate him,
mm-hmm.
you also need to appreciate his servants.
Mm.
For example, the sun, the moon, the lightnings, the thunder, the earth.
The nature.
All God creatures, right? Mm-hmm. He created them.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, they are not gods.
No.
Mm-hmm. But people back then
mm-hmm.
were starting showing their respect. So they built temple to the sun, temple to the moon, temple to all kind of stars.
Oh.
And slowly they forgot that those servants.
They worship the servant instead of the...
Exactly. And and slowly they forget about God.
Mm-hmm.
And only Shem, Noah's son,
mm-hmm.
Continued it pretty much with his family.
To
worship the one God.
Oh, okay.
But Abraham, which is also from Shem after a few generations,
mm-hmm.
had made it published, and he went against all the others.
The worshippers
of the idol worshippers.
Okay.
And it says that he was only one and against all the others.
Mm-hmm.
So he's on one side and all the others on the other side. And yet he didn't do what the easiest thing would be. Join the majority. Go with the flow. Right? He stick to his understanding. And according to the Jewish tradition, Abraham started asking in questions about how things work when he was three. You know that age where the kids are bugging you with, why is this? Why is that?
Yes.
Right? He started to do that. And the answers he got, he received from the temple priest where he used to live
mm-hmm.
in Iraq,
mm-hmm.
I guess were not satisfying him.
Mm.
So eventually he get to conclusion that there is one God who is running the show.
Mm.
And it took 37 years until God revealed himself to him.
Wow.
Now, the easiest thing, you know, we in America especially, but the whole earth culture today is I want result, I want them quick, and I want them now.
Right.
Right?
Instant.
So if God is not going to speak to me for the next week, I'm going to go back to whatever all the other guys are doing. But this is another thing which you are learning from Abraham, is not to go into despair or give up.
Mm-hmm.
37 years of doing things, speaking to God that don't even bother answering.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So I don't need him, right? That would be the easiest thing to do.
Yeah.
If this God is not going to speak to me, I'm going to go to another God. Well, welcome to kindergarten. This is not how it works in the spiritual world.
Right.
Okay? Now, what did Abraham did? He put everything behind one God. Not two gods, not three gods, not 10 gods, or any other number.
Right.
God is one. Okay? And everything comes from him.
Mm-hmm.
And he spread that teachings. People like come to him and then he just tell them. And if he convinced them, they joined him.
Mm-hmm.
There was no conversion back then.
Mm.
It was just a matter of a belief.
Mm.
And when God spoke to him, what did God say eventually? In Genesis chapter 12, verse 2, second verse, he says, I will make you a big nation, to Abraham.
That is the...
And I will bless you and I will make you a big name. Which means everybody will say, I want you to be like Abraham.
Uh-huh.
I am blessing you to be like Abraham. People will bless their kids in your name.
Can you say that is the reward of his persistence?
I don't think he would agree to say that because he didn't do it to get reward.
Okay.
And that's connected to what we said before.
But I mean, isn't it what God gives to him? It's a gift because of his persistence for 37 years.
You can look at it this way. You can look at it this way. But once again, he did not do it to gain anything.
He didn't do that.
He did that because that was the right thing to do, as he understood.
Yes.
And you can see, if you look at the world today, you can see that this blessing is really, really happened. Even though there were two main nations, that came from Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
One is the Israelites.
Yes, through
which is Isaac. And I'm sure you would agree, is small in the amount, but the quality is very big.
Yes,
it's not the quantity. Right, Jews putting their mark in the world in all kind of fields.
Uh-huh.
And the other nation is the Ishmaelites,
right?
Which means today the Arabs.
Uh-huh.
Who are, I don't know, billion something like that.
Yes,
right. They are a lot, and they came from Ishmael, who is the son of Abraham as well.
Right.
So this blessing is going into two directions. One, quantity, the other one is quality.
Wow.
But it's still a blessing.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And the blessing was that people, if you see Genesis 12 verse 3, the next verse is, I will bless, God says, I will bless those who are blessing you, and I will curse the one that will curse you, and all the nations on earth will be blessed by you. Or in another way to explain it, they will bless their generation to be like you.
Mm.
Okay? So this is the idea of a blessing that is still non-materialistic, which means it's simple. You will multiply. You will have a lot of people reminding your name all the time. They will follow your way. This is a blessing.
So it's not a blessing in form of materials.
Yes, only in the future. The blessing will start to be materialistic.
Okay.
Because we are humans and we need something in our hands to feel, to sense. Okay? So if you see the blessing of Isaac, Yitzhak, to Yaakov and to Esav, it's a lot of materialistic. You will have rain. You will have prosperity. For Esav, he told them, you will rule the world by force, by the force of the sword.
Mm.
It is not a holistic blessing, right? If there will be harmony, you don't need to use swords to go to war. But that's because a lot of part of the humanity back then until today are pushing God out of their life. I mean, they can go to any kind of worshiping place, but when it comes to doing something, it's all about me, I will do, I will say, I will act, our president will do, all kind of politics, and without mentioning God.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the problem. That's why the blessing has become more user-friendly or human-friendly,
right?
In a way. But that's not the original form. Original form of blessing is that everybody will believe in one God, there's going to be harmony, and there's no reason to go to any conflicts.
And the name, you mentioned about the name, Abraham will be remembered.
Right. He will be blessed by other nations, which means they will bless their kids to be like him.
Wow.
I'm blessing you to be like Abraham. He was a great man. Whatever that means, you know, from a monotheistic point of view, from wealth and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Okay? But the idea, once again, is to create harmony and believe in God. And if you believe in God, and not just saying you believe in God, it's actually, you know, doing, then all the money in the world belongs to God. All the land in the world belongs to God. God promised Abraham that he will give the land of Israel, or like back then was Canaan, to his sons.
Right.
Which is eventually become Isaac, Yitzhak.
Right. Okay.
So there is no need to fight. Uh-huh. You have your own land. I have my own land. Everybody is living peacefully. Mm-hmm. No need to put so much of your budget on weapons.
Right.
Okay? And if you believe in God, God will give you what you need.
God can protect us, giving us full security, full safety, and also the things that we need, because He knows who we are, correct?
That is correct. But we have to try not to ruin that. Not to go with my army gonna conquer that land or take those things from other people.
Uh-huh.
Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard for humans to do.
Exactly.
But this is why we are where we are now.
Wow. Folks, we have been talking about these blessings that kind of different than what I used to understand. And Rabbi, thank you very much for opening my own personal journey and understanding here. I thought blessings. Thank you. I thought blessings is money, right?
But well, I told you what King Solomon says.
Yeah. All right.
Wealth is for your own. It will damage you.
Cool. Thank you very much. And folks, once again, if you have any questions, don't forget to write to customer service at worldmediaministries.org. Thank you.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15 to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax-deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.